Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy.
Hi, welcome to Popcorn Culture. This is Riley and our very own Ran Fu. You want to say hi? Try saying hi now.
Hello.
Now.
Hello. I think.
Yeah, we got it, right?
I think so, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, we got it right. Okay. Sorry, these mics are not labeled super well, but yeah. So we are here back with Popcorn Culture. But first, let's see what we've been up to these last few weeks. Rachel, describe your trip in 38 words.
Okay, well,
I don't know why I picked that number.
That's such an odd number.
Yep.
Well, actually, it's an even number.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to California. I was visiting my family. My car broke down a bunch of times. I ended up selling my car. And
whoa.
I'm currently driving my boyfriend's car. He's so awesome for letting me drive his car. And I dyed my hair.
Does that mean we get to go on a joyride later?
No.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I dyed my hair. It's no longer red. It's blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty blonde.
I'm a blonde. I'm always a big fan. I think more people should be blonde.
Yeah, I love it. I'm very happy with it, and I'm also very tan. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it. I didn't do too much crazy things. At least I don't think so.
Did you go surfing?
I did not go surfing. I didn't go to the beach. I couldn't make it there. I was really upset. My family lives in Northern California, and so, yeah, I just went to visit them, and since my car was no longer working, I couldn't really go down to Southern California. I was a little upset. But I still had a lot of fun. I did go to a really nice, river lake. It's called Bridgeport, and I swam and...
So you did go to the beach, just not...
I guess.
Let's see what I've been up to. We did Bear Lake. I went to the nunnery.
Yeah, I saw your pictures. Oh, I also saw your pictures of the turkey that you made, and I'm a little jealous.
I baked a turkey. Didn't that look delicious?
It looks so good.
It was 18 pounds.
Oh my...
So I bought this disposable pan, and I tried lifting the turkey, and it just collapsed.
Oh my gosh.
And so I put a pizza pan under there. And so it was just kind of this weird combination. But yeah, we fed a lot of people. What else? Saw a lot of good movies.
I did see some pretty good movies too.
Ooh.
What movies did you see?
I want you to go first.
Oh, okay. I saw The Fault in Our Stars.
I have not seen that yet. I'm actually
going to
play the trailer from it right now. Because I've read the book.
I cried.
When I read the book, I was like, ugh.
No, the movie was so heart-wrenching. I saw it with one of my good girlfriends, and oh my gosh, I was just...
Single?
Yes, she is single.
Okay, that's good to know.
And let's see. Shoot, I just saw another movie. I was just talking to someone about the movies that I've been seeing.
Spider-Man?
No, I didn't see Spider-Man.
I finally did at the Dollar Theater.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was worth the Dollar Theater price.
Oh, okay.
There was this loud kid. I mean, the kid was 3. I don't blame him. I blame the parents for taking their kid to that movie.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I can't think of the other movies that I saw. Yeah. Dang it. Well, okay, so what other movies did you see then?
What did I see? Man, my mind's going blank now. I saw a lot of stuff. Well, I rented a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I've just been working a lot.
Oh, I finally saw Her.
Way good, isn't it?
It was very interesting.
You're like, wow, their love is actually real, but she's a computer, and you're like, ooh.
The whole computer, that one part in the movie where they're very intimate, that was a little weird for me. I was just like, all right, well,
and the weird thing is you didn't see it as a computer. It'd just be two people getting intimate, and you're like, why are you showing us this? But
yeah,
but besides that, we just had a lot of fun. And we'll be talking about that later, kind of grilling her, see what happens. But right now, we're going to go straight into the news. So, which one of these three stories do you want?
Let's do SeaWorld.
Okay. So SeaWorld's been getting a lot of bad press due to blackfish because it's kind of horrible what they do to those orca whales. An orca whale, as you know, usually spans about 50 miles in a day.
Yeah.
It's in a 300-yard container. That'd be like being in a place where you can only stand up. Or maybe you can walk like 3 feet back and forth. You'd go crazy. And these whales do too.
It would just be like living in your Oak Ridge apartment room.
Ugh. It would be worse than that.
You think so? I mean, those are pretty small.
Oak Ridge has been crazy. That's going to be off mic. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
But, as you know, SeaWorld is not only animals. It also has rides. This is from newsair.com. It says, dozens of people were stranded more than 200 feet up on the revolving tower at SeaWorld San Diego for hours yesterday
when
a power failure stalled the ride. Authorities said 46 visitors and about two park employees were on the Sky Tower when it halted about 220 feet up. The ride features a revolving capsule that rises to the top of a 320-foot tower to give the visitors a panoramic view. The guests were never in any danger, and park officials were in constant communication with them while the power failure was being addressed. And two SeaWorld employees were providing the guests with water and snacks. That's kind of crazy. But after 4 hours, the power's restored. So 4 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
No injuries reported, but a 17-year-old boy was taken to the hospital for treatment of anxiety. The cause of the power failure is under investigation. So when I'm looking at this picture right here, we'll overload. Yeah, it just takes you up to this tower, and you
spins around?
Yeah. So
is it like this giant swing thingies? Are they like in swings? Like, I've been to SeaWorld before, but I don't think I've ever been to this.
Let me look for another picture when we're talking about that. But yeah, that's not great. 4 hours? And I bet that one kid, I bet his friends were like, he's scared of heights, and he's like, don't worry about it, it'll be alright.
That poor kid. He's gonna have nightmares for the rest of his life. He's never gonna want to go to SeaWorld or any other amusement park, ever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Disney. I'm just saying Disney wouldn't do that.
Well,
it's like a... So if you're looking at it, it's like a giant room that goes to the top of a pole and spins around. So it's a, kind of a boring ride.
Okay, so then it's
ride.
Totally safe.
Yeah, it's like a... It's like going to the top of a... Like the Space Needle, it looks like.
I definitely thought it was, like, from that picture that it showed, like, strings. I thought there was, like, swings or something. It was, like, swinging you around.
No, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, I would definitely be frightened for that.
I'm sure they probably get, like, year passes, everyone on the ride did or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're being bought off. Do you want to do the next story for 1 year?
Sure. Let's do a little Nicki Minaj. All right.
I'm always in.
Yeah, so, it says that Nicki Minaj calls out Iggy Azalea at the BET Awards. Okay, so do you know who Iggy Azalea is?
Mm-hmm. She has a good song called Bounce.
Yes.
Bounce.
Yeah, anyway. I actually really like her. I think that she's funny and kind of creative, but apparently... Yeah. She doesn't write her own music, and she, like, got help from T.I. and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
really?
So, yeah, that's... I don't know if that's what she said, or that's what people have been saying. So, Nicki Minaj kind of went up on the stage and was like, what I want the world to know about Nicki Minaj is that when you hear Nicki Minaj spit, Nicki Minaj wrote it. She then gestured in a way that seemed like she was locking her mouth and mugged at the audience. That's kind of...
That's a weird description.
Yeah. And then, let's see. She goes on to say that I'm still one of the only MCs that's out there spitting metaphors and making you think, she said, and I really don't even care if I get my credit or if I don't. I don't know, though. I mean, like...
I don't know. I don't like fighting with the industry. I think everyone should always promote each other.
Yeah.
That's really big in the punk world. They're always promoting each other.
Yeah,
and, I mean, we try to do that with other shows here. It's not like we're like, ugh... Aggie Nation is the worst or something.
No, and I guess she said that she was on the verge of dying. I don't know.
That sounds a bit dramatic.
I that's what I was thinking too. It said, okay, so this is what it says. She says, the other day, literally, I didn't tell anyone this. I really thought about I was about to die. Like, I was saying my prayers to die. I didn't even want to call the ambulance because I thought, well, if I call the ambulance, it's going to be on TMZ, and I would rather sit there and die.
Really?
She would rather sit there and die. And it made me realize I don't care what anybody got to say. I'm going to do me.
She's going to do her.
I like Nicki Minaj. I think she's really pretty talented. Yeah,
And she has a very vibrant energy.
Yeah, and so I feel like she might be threatened by Iggy because she's kind of like that.
Yeah,
she has. Well, and definitely. She's white and cute from Australia.
If you're gonna listen to one, you probably listen to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's true. Iggy, she's coming from a whole different place.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
Okay. Well, let's do one more. So the new Transformers movie came out, and this is, it says, critics stay away from this noisy summer flick. And this is just a collection of quotes from various critics. We're critics, so we always trust the critics.
Yeah.
Says, here's, I'll just read them off. Do you ever think to yourself, gee, I wish someone would beat my skull with a hammer today? If so, you're in luck, writes Tom Long at Detroit News. Essentially, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes of absolute garbage. It's repetitive.
2 hours and 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's so long.
That is so long.
You need an intermission. You might as well extend it to 3 hours.
That is a 15-minute intermission. That is horribly... Okay, only long movies like that are like Lord of the Rings. That's like the only...
Even movie. Then, I feel like...
They had intermission for the last one.
Yeah, they did. And that's what you should do. You should have an intermission. I don't like to go to movies that long.
Oh my gosh,
honestly will rent them.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, I'll take like a half-hour break.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one. It says, to give Bay his due, Transformers is a testament in the advances of CGI. But the stunning moments are drowned out in excessive uproar of this clanking cinematic claptrack. And says, it may cause hearing damage. Go, if you must, but bring earplugs.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, how does Mark Wahlberg do in the starring role? Well, he's an upgrade on Shia LaBeouf, although that hardly matters. It says, people in Bay films are as interesting and important as a background decor. Stanley Tucci manages to rise above this material and leave an impression, so that's a good review. And Bay doesn't seem to understand where this noise goes anymore. It's long, it's loud, and really stupid. He even feels the need to repeat the sentence twice. And then he adds, it's not even mildly tolerable. It's a waste of trash.
Did you hear how much it made?
It made a ton.
It made like $100 million or something like that in the first weekend that I was out.
Yeah, let me look that up, actually.
I saw it. I was just trying to look it up right now. Yeah, it has biggest debut of 2014.
Really?
It had, yeah.
Bigger than Captain America?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it made $100 million.
Uh huh. And then worldwide, it made $200 million.
That is ridiculous.
That is so ridiculous.
And
yet,
garbage.
It got like, okay, so I was on Rotten Tomatoes the other day, and I saw that it got like 17%.
Yeah, 16% right
that's
here.
That's what I saw. I saw 22 Jump Street.
I want to see that.
It was really good.
Now, this is just a tangent. This is official tangent time. So the people who made that, check out their resume. They start with this weird cartoon called Clone High back in the day.
All right.
I found it on YouTube. It's awesome. It's clones of world leaders, and now they're teenagers, and they're all angsty.
Oh my gosh.
So,
okay.
So, like, Gandhi's just a jerk and stuff. Because he's rebelling. Anyway, then they went on to make Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
They made that?
Yeah.
I didn't know
then
that.
Then 21 Jump Street.
Uh-huh.
Then the Lego Movie.
Oh, dude, the Lego Movie.
So and good. Then 22 Jump Street. Also, they made Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I haven't watched that.
All those are, like, really good. So, I mean, these guys, they're on a roll. And Lord and Miller is their last names. So
okay.
Be watching out for them. Oh, it's a dumb text I got. Anyway. But, yeah, so there's that. And, yeah, let's go to a song. What do you want your first song to be, Rachel?
We're going to do Lana Del Rey, West Coast.
Okay.
This is off of her new album, and I'll be talking about it later.
Okay, and here we go.
Playing, but you got the music, you got the music, and you
Okay, that was West Coast. Now, you're going to talk about this, or are we going to do this later in the show?
We'll talk about this later in the show. This is my band segment.
Ooh, I'm psyched for that. I actually like Lana Del Rey, but we'll talk about that later. Right now, we're going to do what we call the Fast Food Review, and it's McCody's, named after the founder of it. Okay, and here we go. Here's the intro.
Well, hello. I didn't see you there. My name is Dwayne McCody. Oh, me? I was just enjoying some mighty fine cooking. What's that? You want me to tell you which new fast foods are worth trying? Well, I reckon I could do that. I think that'd make me happier than a towel salesman at a Dunkin' contest. So, hunker down, get comfortable. This is McCody's Fast Food Review.
Okay, so we are back, and this is the part where we do fast food. Now, it's not always fast food, but we review local restaurants, and we can only do one a week, guys. We're sorry. We're super poor college students.
I'm rich now. I sold my car.
I actually just kidding. I'm not miracle really rich. Regarding my car. I'll tell you about later.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, so... Sorry, I'm putting on the show backing. But anyway, so we are, mine is this newest hotspot, Fizz and Fry. Have you heard about this place, Rachel?
No. It okay. Sounds delicious.
Do you like fries?
I love fries.
Do you like gourmet sodas and gourmet fries?
Oh, is that place that's over by Walmart?
It's by Walmart.
Okay, I've been running.
Directly
wanting.
North. Yeah, I've and been... it's been, the sign's been up forever. Well, it's open now. And the great thing is they sell only fries and only sodas, like gourmet sodas.
Really? Is it mm-hmm. expensive, though?
I mean, it's more, yeah, than, like, a gas station, but it's not, like, gonna break the bank.
Okay, good. That's...
I think I might take a date there, honestly, but it's really good. It's super small, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like, a little diner?
Yeah.
Does it have, like, that diner feel?
Yeah, kinda. It's, like, it's almost like, it's not exactly a restaurant, but it's not a stand. It's, like, in between the two.
Oh, okay.
Definitely check out. I'd say it's going to be Logan's hottest new restaurant.
All right.
After
do they
Baby
do,
Rolls.
And they only do, like, so do they do, like,
different types of fries.
Really?
They have, like, sweet fries, waffle fries, something called Belgian fries.
Belgian fries.
Look,
sweet
which
fries?
Which look really good. Yeah, sweet potato.
Oh, okay. Do they have any, like, types of dessert?
They have floats.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah.
But mainly, they just have really nice sodas.
All right.
And they'll, like, put mix-ins and stuff.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, for mine, I'm going to do one from California since I've been there for, like, the past month. This place is called La Unica. And it...
Can we get a translation?
It means the only, like, the only one, kind of.
Okay.
Or unique. Yeah, it's one of those words. And it is... Oh, my gosh. The best Mexican food ever. Like, I was really sad that I had to come back here because the Mexican food here just isn't good. Huh? It's, I know, oh my gosh, if you go to La Unica, you would be like, this is heaven on earth.
Now, where does it fit? So I have this, it's a bell curve on authenticity of food.
Authentic. It yeah. is authentic.
Well, you get more authentic till you hit a point where it becomes too authentic.
Okay.
And then it gets just gross.
No, it's, like, the perfect amount of... Oh, my gosh.
So it's at the top.
It's the pretty... Top yeah, of the curve. It's, like, at the top of the curve, yeah. I mean, like, their refried beans are, like, the best.
That's how I judge my Mexican places. The beans, I mean, that's the basis
that's
of
the,
a lot
yeah,
of
yeah. The beans and the rice are so good. And it's not, like, super expensive. It would be, like, going to Taco Bell, basically. And, yeah, their chips and salsa is really good. I love it. I ate there probably like 6 times.
Wow. Now, is this a chain or is this just like...
No, it's actually It's now, owned.
If a foodie like myself were to go to California, where is this located?
This is located in Yuba City.
Okay.
Yuba City, California.
Yuba City, California. Yeah. This is Heelhauser here. In the Golden State. We got in that La Unica.
Yes. It's so good. I love it. I miss it so much. Oh, their bean and cheese burritos are the best.
Maybe. I could go back next time. I'll have to get it.
Yes. I cannot wait to go back. I'm going back in August.
I'm not going to lie. Mainly, we just go to San Diego with my family.
My sister lives in Oceanside, so.
That's where we go.
Really?
Yeah, my a friend of ours owns a condo, and so we rent it from them, and it's like they give it to us for free.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I love Oceanside.
Oh, Oceanside's so nice.
They have that little market.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Well, definitely. Well, that is it for that. But right now, we're going to have what we call a celebrity showdown. You ready for this?
I am. I have.
Okay. Now, just a brief explanation to first-time listeners or people who are forgetful. Celebrity showdown, we pick each a celebrity, and we say who would win in a fight. Now, this isn't who we like better, who's the better actor. This is purely physical, you know, MMA down. It's going to be pretty good. So I will let you go first, Rachel.
Okay, so I chose Christopher Lee. Do you know who Christopher Lee is?
Of course I know who Chris Lee is, but why don't you tell the audience who Chris Lee is?
Okay, so if any of you guys have seen Lord of the Rings, he was the... What's his name? The evil guy who, like... Not Sauron.
No, he was a wizard.
Shoot. Yeah, he was a wizard. He, like, tried to kill Gandalf and basically made Gandalf the white. But
Saruman.
Oh, yes. And he's awesome. He's also in, back in the old days, he played Dracula. And he's been an actor since forever.
He's super old.
He's like 91 or 92.
I think he's like 97 now. I'll look it up.
No, I have it.
Okay. But, yeah, he is way old.
He's 92.
Don't you think this would be against him then when in a fight?
I don't know. He was in the special forces during World War II. I feel like that would help him in a fight. And he always plays a villain. I don't think he's ever really played a good part. At least not that I can remember. But he's just really good. Oh, and he knew J.R. Tolkien too.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
They were friends, which is crazy. Because he, like, give direct, like, he, just kind of notes to
Jackson. Yeah, he would, yeah. I feel like he would win in a fight because he's just a beast. I mean, he's 92 years old and still doing things.
That's true. He's like, what's his name? He was in Star Trek?
Oh, Patrick Stewart.
Well, that, him too. But, he played Kirk.
Oh,
I
don't remember what his name is. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll look that up. But yes. Anyway, my choice is Paul Rudd. And here's three reasons why I think Paul Rudd would win.
I think he's cute.
One, yeah. Any girl, he'd be like, "Hey, girl."
Oh yeah.
And he'd be like, "You just gotta lose this fight." And they would.
I would. Yeah, I would.
Secondly, he's actually getting pretty buff for his role in Ant-Man. He's not gonna look like Tom Hardy. But, you know, he's going to have, like, some muscles.
All right.
So that, I think, he's going to get some fighting experience. The third thing, I think, is he would be a smarter fighter. I've often held that I think comedic actors are smarter than dramatic actors.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's harder to make someone laugh than to make someone just... I'm not going to say feel pity for you, but, like, it's hard to make someone laugh if they don't want to.
Yeah.
And so I think comedians are often, they aren't as scripted, you know, they're often going on their own thing. So Paul Rudd would do that. And have you seen him lip sync on Jimmy Fallon?
No, I didn't see that.
It is so good.
Really?
You need to watch that.
Okay. I'll go watch it.
But yes, definitely. But we can't let you, we have our opinions. We're going to let you, the viewers, decide. And so come talk on our Facebook and, we'll tell you what's up. And actually, I just got a text from Clay. He's one of the directors here. He's the news director. And he's listening right now. So big shout out to Clay.
Oh, okay.
He always wears a Boston Bruins hat, I think.
I think I've met him, right?
Yeah, he's like a super cool guy. You'd like him.
Wait, didn't he bring in the couch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys.
Yeah, okay.
No, that was Tyler.
Oh, okay. Just kidding.
Anyway, But yeah, there's that. So, you know, you people decide, but what we're going to have right now is the Scarjoment. Now, I've been sad because you've been gone, Rachel, and I try to talk to people about Scarlett Johansson.
No one understands.
No one listens. They're like, oh, I don't care. And I'm like, how can you not care? I just go and I cry in a corner.
Oh, man.
So, no, as you know, Avengers 2 is going to be coming out next year. Age of Ultron. We're both excited. And Harley Davidson is doing a promotion with it. So, if you know anything about the character Black Widow, she has these gauntlets, which she'll, like, shock people with.
Yes.
Probably saw in the movie. It's pretty cool. They pass out.
I heard that she was going to have her own movie. Is that true?
Yes and no. It's in talks, but...
Okay.
Till something happens at the shareholders, maybe.
You know, Black Widow...
She could.
She's a BA,
I would like to see, her and, Hawkeye in a movie.
Yeah, that would be good.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, they had a lot of chemistry.
Yeah. And it would make sense. Yeah. But, yeah. Well, Harley Davidson is getting in on this promotion of the electric one. And so she will ride what's called Project Livewire in the upcoming Avengers sequel. So it's a big marketing thing. It's product promotion. Mm-hmm. She probably will do a few commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, earlier this year, they had Johansson's stunt double doing work on the motorcycle. So we know it is in the film. Now, Project Livewire is this new Harley Davidson motorcycle, and it's entirely electric.
Oh.
Which is, I think, I'm sure it's not the first, but it might be one of the first widespread ones, especially for Harley Davidson. They're already super expensive. This will be really expensive. And I'm excited to see how it's going to turn out. I like to follow companies, and Harley Davidson target market is not young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like retired dads.
Yeah, my dad has I don't know what he has. A Victory? Is that a Harley?
But that maybe?
I don't know.
I don't ride a motorcycle.
He's an old guy, so he has
a motorcycle. It's usually retired people. I'm not saying all, but that's their target market. So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm always for electric. Mm-hmm. I think you have no exhaust.
It's
which
true.
Is good.
And especially here in Cache Valley and Salt Lake, that's kind of a big thing right now with all the...
I mean, yes, there's exhaust at the power plant, but at least that's more filtered.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's perfect.
No.
So that's what's going on with Scarlett Johansson. Also, she's looking amazing as ever.
Yeah,
I know. I think in the next few months we're going to see, she's having a baby.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Who's her,
He's a nobody. He's I don't know. He's
some random dude.
Yeah.
All
right. I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy.
I'm sure he's really good looking, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're all jealous of him, all the guys around.
Yep.
But, yeah, so that's what's going on with Scarlett Johansson. Finally, I have someone to talk about with. It's sad. but I think it's about time for another song. So I'm going to play my first song. And this has actually been, I'm going to be talking about... Old Crow Medicine Show, and this
love
is
them.
Their cover of Union Maid. So here we go. This is an old ditty.
Till the day I die. ladies auxiliary, because married life ain't hard when you got a union card, and a union life is a happy life if you got a union, my boy. You can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, boy. You can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
So we're back, and I'm actually surprised Rachel liked them. Not a lot of people I know like them, so that's a
really
big surprise.
I really like them, yeah.
They're not exactly Lana Del Rey's. but yeah, right now... we were talking about The Fault in Our Stars, and I think that's the number one movie you should all see. I think it's great for a date.
So good.
Maybe not a first
date. Maybe not a first date.
I'd say you would have to DTR already, which is to find the relationship.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like, I'm looking as a guy. I take a girl. She's all sad. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
the guy will definitely cry, too. He's going to cry.
Oh, I will, but I'll do it in a manly way. Sobbing. I'll look away and... one tear will stream down my
whatever
cheek.
Riley, you're gonna use like a whole box of tissues.
I don't use no tissues. I just let it.
You just let it. That's so gross.
Go. Just. All right, so I'm gonna play the trailer for that real quick, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit.
I think we have a choice in this world about how to tell sad stories. On the one hand, you can sugarcoat it. How nothing is too messed up that can't be fixed with a Peter Gabriel song. I like that version as much as the next girl does. It's just not the truth. This is the truth. Doctor's appointments, reality shows, worst of all, support groups.
Christ is our friend and he'll be there till the end.
All right. Hazel, how are you doing?
You mean besides the cancer? All right, I guess.
Why don't I play another song?
To be a teenager.
If you want me to be a teenager, you don't send me to support group. You gotta give me a fake ID so that I can go to clubs and take pot.
You don't take pot?
That is the kind of thing I would know with a fake ID.
Hey, make some friends.
Sorry.
My bad.
I'm Augustus Waters. I've been in remission for about a year and a half.
Maybe you'd like to share some of your fears with the group.
Oblivion. What's your name?
Hazel. Why are you staring at me?
Because you're beautiful.
Really? You just ruined this whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yes, this whole thing.
Oh, man.
You were doing really well, too.
I never lit one.
Hmm?
It's a metaphor, see? You put the thing that does the killing right between your teeth, but you never give it the power to kill you. A metaphor. So, what's your story?
I was diagnosed when I was 13.
No, not your cancer story.
Your real story.
Your hobbies, your passions, your weird fetishes.
I am quite unextraordinary.
I reject that at the hand.
You know, Gus talks about you all the time.
We're just friends.
You're trying to keep your distance from me in no way lessens my affection for you.
Gus, I'm a grenade. One day I'm gonna blow up, and I'm gonna obliterate everything in my wake, and I don't want to hurt you.
You don't get to choose if you get hurt in this world, but you do have a say in who hurts you.
I am in love with you, Hazel Grace. And I know that love is just a shout into the void and that oblivion is inevitable. And I am in love with you. All your efforts to keep me from you are gonna fail. That's what you wanted.
That's what you wanted. It's done. We are a hot mess.
You need to break something.
I fell in love with him the way you fall asleep. Slowly, and then all at once.
It's a good life, Hazel Grace. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, Rachel just started sobbing in the studio.
I'm so upset right now.
But no, check that out, definitely. And the good thing is, I mean, obviously you can't bring kids to it, but it's pretty tame.
Yeah, it is. So it's good. There's not a lot of, like, it's pretty, like, teenager, you know?
Yeah, I would say that's my one issue. Like, I read the book, and it is teenager-y, which don't know, I'm just starting to drift away from. But it's a lot, it's, I'd say it's much above, like, Divergent and all those other stuff.
And, you know, she's been, what's her name, Shailene Woodley?
Yeah.
She's,
well, she was in Divergent.
She was in Divergent.
That's kind of her niche, I guess.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I saw her, I started watching that Secret Life of an American Teenager, the one where she's, like, pregnant. She, like, goes to band camp and gets pregnant. And I remember watching her in that show, and I was like, she's, like, really good. I'm sure she's going to be really popular, like, in a few years. And lo and behold, here she is.
Yeah, sometimes you definitely... There's a few other actors who I know are going to blow up soon.
Yeah, so. And she was one of them. She's just really good. I like her.
Okay, well, we might as well just get this away. Birthdays for the month now. Don't look at the screen.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to quiz you. This boxer was in the Hangover movies and has a facial tattoo.
Mike Tyson.
Okay, his birthday is today, and he's super old. Okay, tomorrow... Stop looking. Anyway, he was in Ghostbusters and is not Bill Murray.
I don't know what his name is.
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, okay.
So he is there. Ooh, this is a good one. Go, stop looking.
I'm not looking.
Okay, she is one of the main characters of High School Musical and was in Zack and Cody, The Suite Life.
Oh my gosh.
Also, fun fact, I think she's super cute.
Ashley Tisdale.
Yep. Okay, this guy is known as being crazy and was in the movie Edge of Tomorrow.
I heard that one got really good reviews.
Actually, I heard that movie was good.
Tom Cruise.
Okay, you got that right. So next Friday. Ooh, he is in Jersey Shore and is not Snooki.
Is it his, like, person? Oh, I don't know who that is.
Mike the Situation Sorrento.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a big shout-out to our friend Andy Perucci. Ooh, one of my visiting friends is here. Okay, for next Saturday, his name, she was in a lot of stuff. She starred in Kingdom of Heaven and James Bond film Casino Royale.
Eva Green?
Yep.
Eva Green, whatever.
Eva Green. And then next Sunday, oh, okay, these two twins were known as sisters.
Sister, sister. Tia and Tamara.
Yep, yeah. Mallory. So that's that. But yeah, let's get into our next segment, which is going to be pet peeves.
You know, I don't have any pet peeves today.
Maybe we'll let that
slip.
We got lots and lots of stuff to cover. So here are our suggestions. I'll start off. You just want to go. So for Redbox, Walk of Shame. Now that's Elizabeth Banks, who's been in a lot of stuff. You know who she is.
Yeah, right? I know who she is.
She is a reporter whose life falls apart at the beginning. Her fiance leaves her. She doesn't get the job, so she decides to go party. Loses her wallet. Loses her phone. Has to get across town through bad parts of the neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
And no one will pick her up because she's in... People think she's a hooker.
That's awesome. Mine for Redbox is The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I don't know if we did that one or not.
We may have not. It's super good.
But I just saw it the other day, and I really enjoyed it.
It's good. It has an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it has a really good soundtrack. I love David Bowie, and so I that's one of my favorite songs.
Ground Control to Major Tom.
Yep, that's a good one. Okay.
Okay, next for Hulu, I'm gonna do, it's kind of a dumb show, but it's pretty good. It's called Enlisted. It's a comedy about, like, soldiers, but they're, like, the guys who stay at home and, like, clean the tanks and stuff.
Oh.
And it's funny, though.
What channel is it on?
It was on FX. It's just been canceled, because it's cheesy. I don't know, it's just... It's that old school cheesiness.
Yeah.
But so yeah, check that out. Oh, and my next suggestion's huge, so you might as well get yours out of the way.
Right. Well, actually, I haven't been on Hulu for a while, and I haven't been on Netflix either. So I'm a little behind on that. But I do have a show that I really, really like.
Okay.
And it's called Orphan Black.
I heard that was good.
Oh my gosh. What's
the premise of this show?
Okay, so I can't go into a lot of detail because I would give like everything away. But basically, like in the first season, there's this girl and she like sees someone who looks just like her commit suicide and she's like, what the heck? And so then like she...
What time period is this?
This is present.
Oh, present?
Present.
That was in the past.
No. This is definitely okay. Present. It's a BBC...
Good.
Yeah, it's a BBC one. There's not a lot of nudity or anything like that, and there's not a lot of cussing, but there is a lot of blood. Like, there can be some blood.
It's kind of violent.
I don't know if it's TV 14 or MA. I can't remember. But
no one pays attention to those anyway.
That's true. But it's so good. I thoroughly enjoy it. The actress, she has to play like multiple selves. Like, and she's like only one. So like she's like one, and then there's like seven other people like just like who are her.
But alternate versions. I like that. It sounds like a game I played called BioShock Infinite with different.
I know
what
bio. Yeah. But it's a very very good show.
Well, I'm going to blow that away with this next show.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Girl Meets World. It's the sequel to Boy Meets World. The first episode is out, and you guys...
Have you watched it?
Yes, I have.
Is it good?
I liked it.
Okay.
Is it as good as Boy Meets World in its prime? No, but it's not in its prime.
Okay,
it's just starting
Corey
out.
And Topanga look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't aged at all.
Yeah, and I'd like to see more of them. They weren't huge in this one, but check it out. So, guess what Corey's doing?
Is he a teacher?
He is a teacher, and he's her teacher.
Really?
So he's like the new Feeny.
Oh my gosh.
And Topanga is just super supportive as always.
Mm-hmm.
And so Riley is their daughter, which I don't know why she has a man's name, but
I'll
let that slide. but yeah, and she has a friend named Maya who is kind of like the Sean.
Okay.
She's rebellious. She's like, don't do homework. And I guess she lives in the bad part of town. They live in New York.
Okay.
So an apartment. Mm-hmm. And like, Corey's yelling at her because she leads this whole thing. He's like, I can't help you. And she's like, I don't have anyone to help me. So it's hopefully going to bring back what I miss about those old sitcoms. Special episodes.
Oh.
Remember where it's like a special episode and Sean, like his dad, like leaves him. And
yes.
I miss those.
I want emotional depth. Yes. I know. All these Disney Channel shows and Nickelodeon shows, they're just like comedy things. Like nothing.
They're just like random
things. It's random things. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to watch that. Okay. So then that's good. Maybe I will.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it on
this
Hulu?
This is the first episode. You can find it. If nothing else, check out Project Free.
Yeah.
We can't officially endorse that, but we will. Okay. Now for Music Jukebox. Why don't you tell us about your music?
Okay, so I have been on a huge Lana Del Rey kick right now. She just came out with a CD called, I just forgot what the name was called. Anyway, I'll look it up, but, it's really good. West Coast was the one that was on it. There's a song called Brooklyn Baby on it, and it's, I love Lana Del Rey. I feel like she really speaks to women.
Would you say she's your spirit animal?
She is my spirit animal. Ultraviolence, that's her new album, and it just came out not too long ago, like I think like a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and she has, I mean, like, Blue Jeans is a really popular song by her that was on her earlier albums. She gets a bad rep because she's like had plastic surgery and like her dad is like someone famous, I think, and but I mean, like, who? Everyone in Hollywood has plastic surgery nowadays, and someone's related to someone famous. So I don't know. I love her. I love the way she sings. I love, like, her lyrics. I feel like she speaks to my heart. I feel like such a woman when I listen to her. I was talking to one of my friends, and
so it's kind
of
like a female empowerment.
It is a female empowerment. I don't know. I guess I don't really know many guys who like Lana Del Rey, but she definitely speaks to me, and I adore her. I wish she would come to the United States.
Well, maybe she will.
I hope so.
Maybe she'll stop in Salt Lake.
I doubt it. I don't think that they would let her in.
I would. I'll talk
She's
to some
so
people.
Hot. Like, I love her.
I'll talk to some people. We'll make
okay,
it happen.
Okay, thanks.
Well, who I'm promoting is the Old Crow Medicine Show. Now, they're not necessarily about female empowerment. I don't think they're against it. But... they are this old-timey bluegrass band that is back and has a lot of just a lot of power behind their music. I like they are from the South. I don't like when people who aren't folky try to sing folk, aka Mumford and Sons, just because they're a bunch of rich trust fund kids. You know, most of them have never had a job.
Really?
Yeah.
They're I didn't know that.
Super rich trust fund kids from England.
I thought they're from Ireland.
The UK.
One of them. Whatever.
The UK covers it all. Well, it depends on what part of Ireland. Anyway, so check that out. Like I said, they're probably the most cover famous one, which is the one Rachel knows, is Wagon Wheel.
It's a good one.
They do that.
That was what got me hooked on them.
I don't even like country, and I like this band.
I think it's more bluegrass than it is country.
It's more bluegrass. Yeah. Yeah. But even then, like I said, I'm not huge into that genre. Even I like them. So we're going to see a lot of them coming up. But what's our second song, Rachel?
We're going to do Lord 400 Lux.
400 Lux. Now, when we come back from that, we're going to have some music. Not music. We're going to have some news and then just wrap things up. But here is 400 Lux by Lord. Here we go.
Can so glad there's something to say. I like you.
Okay, so we are back, and that was a pretty sweet song. I liked it. Lord gets a lot of flack, but I don't know. She's all right. She's doing her thing.
Yeah, I think she's fun. I don't know. I've been on like a whole girl music thing this summer. It makes me feel girly, and then I mean, I painted my toes and my fingernails pink. Yeah, I know.
This is weird. It's like the same shade too.
It is the same shade. I know. It looks better on you. I think it makes you look tanner.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we just got some quick news, and then we'll review one thing, and then we'll sign off. But did you hear Reading Rainbow is going to come back?
I did hear that.
Okay, so they put on Kickstarter, and all they wanted was like $2 million.
$2 million. They have raised
like $50 million.
That is so crazy.
But check it out. So Seth MacFarlane, who has not been doing that great lately. He had a new movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West, which they said was funny, but they said he was not great in.
Really?
So maybe he'll be more of a
producer. I didn't see it. Did you ever see it?
I have not seen it.
Okay.
But he did. I love this because he makes a ton of money. He pledged to match donations up to $1 million on Burton's Kickstarter.
Wow.
And so it's definitely going to do. He's looking to raise $5 million for web series that can teach the nerdiest classrooms. So the campaign ends this Wednesday, but they're going to have the money to do this.
That's so awesome.
It's not that expensive. I mean, you get some kids on there and they say, I read the book, now you do it. And then LeVar Burton walks around and
I loved Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, it was
awesome. It was my favorite thing to watch.
Take a book, read a book.
Ugh.
Take a look, read a book, Reading Rainbow. So yeah, you know, next time you want to bag on Seth MacFarlane, don't.
Yeah.
Because he has that going for him.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
All right. Well, there's a new Star Trek 3 coming out that I'm sure everyone knows about. And this one.
Now, this one does not have J.J. Abrams behind the.
No, it actually.
He will be doing Star Wars.
Yeah, he's doing Star Wars. So this one has Orci. I can't know. I don't know what his first name is. Roberto Orci. He did some other things.
Oh, I know Roberto Orci.
Yeah, he did the Amazing Spider-Man 2. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm not liking this.
And then he did the first two Transformer movies.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we'll see.
This will not be good.
I don't know. He says that it's going to be more deep space, which is like the original.
I like that, yeah.
Instead of just, you know, random things
coming to Earth.
Yeah. And so I think that might draw in more of the actual like Trekkies, you know. Yeah,
I think that'd be good. And then also you have J.J. Abrams' influence isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, of course. So I'm actually pretty excited to see this one. I like the Star Trek movies.
I mean, the Iron Man 3 was really good, and it was a different director than the first two.
Yeah, but it still had like that feel.
Yeah. So we'll give that a shot. Well, I was talking to Rachel today, and her prospects do not look good. After graduation. So I think she'll have to be living at home. And so, to make Rachel feel better, I made this list of five... No, this is from newsair.com. So I found this list of five celebrities who live at home. So I'll just read them. So Bradley Cooper, he actually moved back in with his mom after his dad died in 2011. Wow. So that's really cool. It's not like he can't afford it.
No.
I mean... I don't know.
I'm sure they live in a nice house.
Probably what happened is, like, he's like, come live with me. Or something, or bought her a nice house and says we'll live here or something. Julia Roberts moved in with her mom Julia in Malibu because she is not Julia Roberts, but her mom is battling lung cancer. And her whole family's there too.
Really?
Yeah. So.
See, okay, so I was at my mom's for like a month, and I wanted to pull my hair out. I mean, I love my mother, but.
Well, I think when you're like a big celebrity and you're paying for everything. That might give you a one-up and the power in the relationship.
I don't know. Your mother. She's still your mother. Like, moms are just...
I'd be like, they're like, hey, you live in my home, so...
So, stop it.
Jennifer Lawrence lives in her parents' condo and said it'd be very bizarre to be living in a big mansion by myself. Now, Jennifer Lawrence, she's like our age, what? Like,
yeah, she's like 24, 23 or 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is in the middle of us, so... Yeah, I mean... That's not that weird. Now, Snooki does live, and...
Snooki?
Yeah. The couple's baby lives with... and they.
She's pregnant again, right?
Yeah, and they live in their parents' basement while they build their own place. maybe not a role model for you to impersonate.
Okay.
And, but this one really reminds me of you. Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
After a recent trouble, was ordered to move back. So she has a court order to live with her parents.
I will have a court order to live with my parents. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so there's that. You got another news story for us?
Yeah, I just have a little quick one for all you iPhone users. There's been a pretty... There's been a leak about the iPhone S's.
I'm 6s. A big iPhone fan. I have the 5S.
I have the 5S as well.
It's the best.
It's a pretty good one.
I love just putting my fingerprint on that.
Yeah, it's really nice. And I switched over from Android, so I'm pretty excited. Oh, and I even got my sister and her husband to switch over to iPhone too. So, because they were all Android users, and then I came around and was like, I got an iPhone. And they're like, what? And so they went and got iPhones. So I started.
They're more user friendly.
They
Android
are.
Can do more. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. I captured some slow motion things. I'll show you.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, so the iPhone 6 has like kind of a curved glass screen for the first time. And it's 4.7 inches instead of the 5S is about 4 inches, I think. I think that's what it is right now. And so it's just a little bit longer. And like here, I can kind of show you a picture. We could probably post it onto Facebook.
Yeah.
It's longer.
And it's curved.
And it's curved. Yeah, like it has like a more curved.
Which that's the way things are going. TVs are becoming curved. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Our eyeballs are curved.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about it. I will probably have to wait on the iPhone 6 when it comes out to get it. I mean, I'm just paying this one off now.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm gonna wait till I get another free one. So it's like every 2 years, like we'll give you a phone. And
well, I don't have that. I have T-Mobile. Yeah.
Well, you get locked in on a contract.
Well,
so
it's not really like a contract. I have something called Jump, and so I don't know.
No, I get locked into a contract, but they give me a phone. So
yeah. So
it's all trade-off.
So that's my little spiel on the iPhone 6. I'm pretty excited about it. So.
Okay, well, that brings us into our next segment, which is our guide to everything. Now, we love movies, we love TV shows, we love music, we love pop culture. There's no question about that. But we love some other things. And what's your suggestion this week, Rachel?
Lysol wipes, because we are messy college students and everyone needs them. They are my favorite things in the whole entire world. I love them. I just cleaned my bathroom today because I just felt like it was kind of gross. I hadn't been there, you know, in like a month, and I'm sure my roommate didn't really clean. But,
Ooh, I know your roommate. I'm going to tell her that.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
No, and so I was just using them, and I really love them. They're very easy to use, and they are disinfectant. It's like 99.9%, you know, and then I don't have to, like, waste paper towels on things or rags and stuff. So, I mean, obviously, like, it's good for, a quick cleanup. If you want something that's more heavy duty, I'm sure you, like, a spray would be better. But I'm all for Lysol wipes. I use them all the time.
Well, mine are not similar to that at all. Mine is Bookends. Now, you don't. But some people don't know what bookend is, but it will hold up books. So if you can't fill up a whole shelf, it holds it up.
I have some gargoyle ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you want to put books on a table, you don't want them falling over, you put bookends there.
Yeah.
And they are a classy way to make your apartment look good. And they're not that expensive.
No.
I got a pair off of, I think it was Amazon for like $10. They're peacocks.
Really?
They're all green. Yeah, they look really nice. And I think, you know, for a student who wants something useful but cool, I mean, go buy a statue. That's weird. Who says, here's my statue. I'll be like, oh, I don't want to hang out with you anymore.
But here are my bookends. Yeah, that makes you seem more intelligent.
And you can do a lot of stuff. Put it on a windowsill, put some books up there.
Uh-huh.
It does dress your
CD apartment
or
up,
DVD
yeah.
collections in there. Or you can just put it flat against the wall, you know? So go get some bookends.
Bookends.
Those are going to be the next big thing. Those are the next, what's her name?
What?
She's in The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh,
how
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, how her
Shailene
acting
Woodley.
Blew up. Bookends, I expect to be great. But Rachel is going to have a great catchphrase, which is... Anyway, but as always, this is Riley from Popcorn Culture. We'll be hearing from us next Monday from here till the end of time.
And this is Rachel, and I love potatoes.
And this is Riley saying, as always, put an egg on it. And this is Aggie Radio for the students by the students. We're going to put the music back on for you. So here we go with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, By the Way. Anyway, we'll have that for you, and goodbye.